This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Switt's morning devotion. Normally funerals are fairly somber, serious events. You know what it's like? Sadness, tears, hardly a time for funny stories. But there are exceptions. My wife and I attended one funeral for a dear friend who we'd known for many years. She was a good Christian person, had raised four kids, attended church, but dementia had actually wrapped its ugly tentacles around her brilliant mind. Anyway, this day we came to celebrate her life and listen to some of the stories. Margaret was different. She always had a joke for you. You're never quite sure what she was going to say. Her family loved her. There were no doubts about that. A very giving, generous person. Anyway, her son spoke at the funeral about the day he asked his mother to help him. He was wanting to sell his car. "Mum, there's a guy coming to your place this afternoon. Look at the car. I can't be there. Will you show him my car? And stick to the price I want, otherwise there's no sale. I can't be there." "Sure." So no worries. But all didn't go to plan. He arrived at Margaret's house, this guy who was interested in the car, he was impressed, and asked if he could go for a test drive. "Yes, of course," Margaret said without thinking. She loaned him the keys and said, "See you back here soon." You can guess what happened. He took the car and he never showed up again. So Margaret's son was not happy. "You're too trusting, Mum. Why didn't you go with him for the test drive?" "Oh," she said, "I never gave it a thought. He seemed such a nice young man." Well, we all had a good laugh at that funeral service. We understood that Margaret's goodness and the level of trust in others' motives was without blemish. You see, she trusted everyone. Who, for you, is the most trustworthy person you know? Is it your parents, your wife, your husband? It's a good question. We don't often put this into words. It's a feeling. "I believe," we say, "I can trust you." On the other hand, I've spoken to people who say, "There's only one person I trust, that's me. I don't trust anyone because, sure enough, someone's going to let me down or betray my confidence. It's too risky." But I want to suggest to you that trust is actually the glue of life. At least that's what Stephen Covey said. "Trust is the most essential ingredient in effective communication," he said. "Trust is the principle that holds everything together." And he's right, because in the Old Testament, Proverbs 20, verse 6 says, "Many people declare themselves loyal, but who can find someone who is really trustworthy?" Think of one person you trust that won't tell lies about you. They've proven to be reliable. One of the biggest hit songs in the Motown history was the Jackson 5's fourth consecutive number one hit in 1970, the ballad, "I'll Be There." You remember? It says, "Whenever you need me, I'll be there. I'll be there to protect you with an unselfish love. I'll respect you. Just call my name and I'll be there." It was a big hit for several reasons. You can trust me, in other words. We don't create trust or a big hit song by singing like that, "Whenever you need me, maybe I'll be there. I can't commit to you," right? We don't say that if we don't mean it. "I can't guarantee. I might talk about you behind your back. My interest in you is simply based on what I can get out of you." No, it's not about that. Trust is built slowly over time, yes, but it can be lost in a second. It can happen between husband and wife or people that you work with, when someone says or does the wrong thing. And when trust is violated, it can be a fairly painful experience. Trust is rebuilt through what we do over time. And I want to say this, that God created us for relationships that are based on trust. In Genesis, in the very first book of the Bible, Adam and Eve, we read, violated the trust that God placed in them. They didn't do what they were asked to do. And part of why some people, I think, have trouble trusting God is that people in their lives, key people, have not been trustworthy. Maybe their parents have let them down or not kept their word. Mahatma Gandhi once said, "Among the most essential qualities of the human spirit are to trust oneself and to build trust with others." You know, we do win when we trust God. We thank you, dear God. You're our rock, our fortress. Help those of us, Lord, who have a relationship that's been damaged by trust or that was broken. We need to get back on track because I want to be a trustworthy person once again. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.